This is part 7 of a proposal titled Yes, We Love the Planet via the Domain Media for the Domain Group for Explorations Program Canada Council, written by Z. Charneau, September 1984. I'm at the application point, and the heading is concept, and I finished with number 1, which was function, and number 2 is form. Normally, architecture is functionally utilitarian. Normally, sculpture is external, something you look at, perhaps touch and move around. Normally, theater separates the audience from the performance. Instead, this sculptural theater envelops the individual and synchronously stimulates all senses. Within a blend of architecture, theater, and kinesthetic sculpture, a systematized synthesis of arts provides a pan-sensational experience. 3. Means. Innovation. A modular dome where every strut is identical in length and form to every other, within which is an orientation atrium. The participant is taken through the various latitudes and altitudes of the planet. The experience commences with the Arctic, then it progresses through alpine environments, then a mountain valley and down the Rhone River, through the foothills and plains of South France to the Mediterranean, across to Africa, the deserts, the equatorial jungles, the savannas, etc. Purpose is the next heading. To create a controlled environment which expresses the beauty of the planet. The controlled environment domain extends the experiences of the participants in order for them to view themselves and the planet in new ways. Domain poses an array of relationships, first between each individual and nature, then between individuals as a part of nature. The participants learn to communicate and to coordinate their efforts, enhance their knowledge of nature, and procure skills which allow them to combine their efforts and skills with one another and with nature. The group. This project, Yes, We Love the Planet, via the Domain Media, is a community adjunct to the undertakings of a club. The club was initiated in April 1984 in Guelph. This club is called Planet. The Domain Group consists of principals and associates. The undersigned are 3 of the principals. The club was formed out of a combined interest in poetry and its meaning-containing and meaning-conveying intensity through denotation, syntax, form, rhythm, position, etc. That extends itself to the pan-sensational meaning-containing and meaning-conveying synthesis of the poetry of the planet. Architects, sculptors, musicians, painters, writers, dancers, artists of nearly every kind, but also sociologists, philosophers, scientists, and technicians have all joined in a common interest. The purpose of Planet is to foster appreciation for the beauty of Earth. Planet has 31 members of diverse creative backgrounds. Some of both the principals and associates of the Domain Group are multidisciplined. The club has the use of a storyboard room, 203, in the library at the University of Guelph in April. The club will also have offices in the University Center. Project definition. In the case of the Domain project, we intend to include model building as one of the largest financial undertakings other than subsistence, communication, costs, and travel. We are building a small-scale model of the dome. Once the exploration program project is complete, application will be made to such as Canada Council for gallery-like functions with respect to part of this project. The project will include some full-scale modeling, music, narrative scripts, architectural and sculptural drawings and models, poetry, choreography, photography, and field recordings of nature are the products of the exploration program project. Enclosed are some outline principles and policies, some preliminary poetry, lyrics, music, and sketches. An introductory videotape is being made. The project to be sponsored by the exploration program is to cost $17,845. Heading, Media Description. The art commences with a modular dome. See accompanying sketches. The dome is hexagonal at its base, in plan, allowing domes to fit together. The domain domes are covered with pneumatically inflated, tinted, double-layer plastic film panels. The domain domes are entered through an atrium for preconditioning the participants. In the atrium, they encounter glimpses of the planet, journey upon the Arctic ice, high in the Alps and the Himalayan mountains, through timberline forests, beneath the forest floor, and into caverns from which emerge mountain springs, through mountain valleys, down whitewater river canyons, over and through waterfalls, upon and beneath quiet pools, ponds, and lakes, through savannas and tropics, through and beneath deserts, the realms, dens, lairs, and environs of ants, roots, prairie dogs, gophers, rabbits, etc. Plants abound, fountains, streams, mists, and clouds interplay. Water is used as a variable light filter and as an aquarium to present the fresh and seawater world. Water is also a means of heating and cooling. Wide ranges of humidity are part of the experience. From the letter of appraisal. The Domain Group, care of Z. Charneau, 94 Winston Crescent, Guelph, Ontario, N1E 2K2. Yes, we love the planet, via the Domain Media. Please see the attached descriptions in the prologue and preface, which describes the Domain Media in part. Please see our prior communication dated May 29th, 1984, and the application submitted earlier. The next section is the budget. The Domain Media Exploration Program involves 9.5 man months of subsistence and $5,470 of expenses for supplies, travel, communication, equipment use, use of space, utilities, and overhead. This modest cost is possible because of the ability to use office space, telephone, photocopier, furnishings, and office equipment of Planet, a club on the campus of the University of Guelph, and the facilities of the Integrated Studies Program at the University of Waterloo, because of the relevance of the undertaking to the purposes of the club Planet and the studies of one of the principals at the University of Waterloo. The project period is 5 months. 6 weeks of that 5 month period is for wind up and possible wind down, summary and report, and or transition from the present project scope to future stages of the undertaking.